answer any questions that you may have about us as well. Thank you, James.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in the area. How are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks,
all right, pleasure to meet you over here. It's Nick I'm speaking with, or is it
Jimmy?
Okay, just making sure. I have two names here, so pleasure to meet you, James. Yes, sir. So Richard just sent over some information right now. It's catching up to speed in the call a little bit. Wow, you guys have been in business for quite some time, 41 years. That's incredible. And then I just want to make sure I have things right, though. You're looking to target both residential and commercial jobs within the 25-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate?
Well, what do you define as commercial?
Obviously, if a business is calling more than, residential, more of like a regular customer, residential as in non-business. Yeah, so business or non-business. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're just not interested in apartments.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, makes sense. Gotcha. Okay, yeah, we can narrow things down to specific people, specific, also specific areas. So if you're looking to hit a specific zip code even, or a county, hey, then we can make that happen for you as well. We're very flexible here. Okay. The only thing we ask for, James, is communication, right? As long as you tell us that, hey, listen, I want to change up these keywords or run a new promotion, let us know. We can't read your mind, right? So that's the only thing on that. Before I dive into pricing details and the packages we have available for you, did you have questions on the program itself or how it works in general?
No, I've got a general understanding. I've got X amount of dollars earmarked for advertising. And
okay.
I'm with Angie's List now, and I'm just not happy with it. So I know what
gotcha.
My budget is, but
okay.
I don't see what you're offering.
Sure thing. Yeah, definitely, definitely. I heard some stories at Angie's List over there. I'm not going to bash another company, but, man, do I hear some stories. So I hope everything's all right over there.
It's just a different concept. It really is. I'm not going to say anything bad about
it. Gotcha.
Because, they put a lot of food on my table, but I just need to...
I hear you.
Straight line.
Hey, whatever you got to do. I hear that. Yes, sir. All right, James, well, how about this? Let's go over pricing, and then it seems like you already have a pretty much good idea of what we have to offer here. Of course, there's tons of other things that come, including with the package deal that we have for you, because Richard actually just sent over some credits for you as well, too, that I'm reading on the notes here for having an established business. We call it a legacy credit. So I'll go ahead and go over that pricing. If it fits the budget, then we'll talk about all the details that comes included with that. So with us, it's no paper... Oh, I didn't send an email. Yeah, no, I didn't send an email. Yeah. No, you're good. All right, so it is month-to-month, no contracts. So being with that being said, it's a flat rate, fixed rate, month-to-month, okay? Now, normally our pricing is at $5.99 a month with the $2.99 setup fee. With the credits coming through for being an established business, it brings it down to $2.49 month-to-month. So you take cherry pick as many calls, as many jobs as you like, and that price will never change. All right. And now I know the differences between what you're currently with in comparison to us is here is one, we take it very, very seriously here, actually. It's strict policy. We're not allowed to spread your leads out to other competitors. So being month to month, it wouldn't work out with our business module anyway if we try to, right? Because we want to make sure you're doing your best at full capacity so that we earn your business for a long time. But two, all calls come to you directly. There's no third party or middleman trying to touch any of your customers. You get 60 different directories that you get to own. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, wherever customers could possibly be searching for your services, we want to make sure it's convenient for them to find you. Okay. Just based off of just a little information there and the pricing though, is that something that hits the right ballpark for your budget?
So what should I expect?
So based off of everything that we have here, again, I didn't go over everything here. When it comes to social media, are you doing any social media like Facebook or ads or anything like that currently or a website?
No.
Okay.
We just have our website, commercepestcontrol.net. We have a company that maintains it. I don't know what the hell they really did, to be honest with you. got a pretty big outlay to do Angie, and I really want to come off bad. Not so much for the money. That's not it. It's just the results.
The results. Yeah. So here, I'm going to explain a little bit here, James. When it comes to Angie's listings on there, the funny thing is their leads are coming from Google anyway, right? So from a customer perspective, yeah. So at least you know I'm not lying here, man. I'm very straightforward. When it comes to a customer's perspective, they're jumping through so many extra steps in order to find your services through Angie's, right? They're going on Google, then they're going to Angie's, then they don't know your business name, so they type in the zip code first, then they have to type in the services they're looking for, then they see all these competitors around in your area, so they're price shopping, right, instantly. Comparison to just skip in the middle, man. I don't know, me personally, I don't want to go through those extra steps, right? So everyone says, let's Google it. That's what we do, right? So as soon as they hit that Google and they type in any of these keywords, you better believe your business will be popped up on that first page. Now, granted, anyone can get on.
What do you know about Mark and VA over
day? Say that one more time, kind of cutting out there.
What do you know about Mark, B-A-R-K?
Park?
New type of thing. Bark. Like
that one?
Bark.
Oh, Bark. I haven't heard of Bark. What is Bark?
Yeah, it's the same type of deal. The problem is, per lead is just so expensive.
Is it?
It's almost, yeah. So, okay, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No, you're good. If you're looking for specific, I'm just looking in your area, it's not even available, so I don't want to even say that. We do have other packages that are pay per lead and things like that, but honestly, with the demand in your area right now, I mean, it's so high that I would rather just say, hey, listen, instead of paying for each lead and taking a risk and saying, dealing with the headache, pay a flat fixed monthly rate where you can cherry pick as many as you want. You know what I mean? You have a tracking system already built for you as well, too. So in case you missed a phone call, you can give them a call right back at that point, right? And there's no additional charges. Two, you know, with this comes also is your social media. And we believe it or not, Facebook ads have higher conversion rates than Google ads. And that's actually part of your inclusion for your package for the $249. So if I'm in your area and I type in pest control services nearby, and I see your business, but I don't call you at the moment, if I go on my Facebook, your ads are going to be popping up on my feed with even a click to call you directly. So it's really incredible marketing how that process works. Now, Monday through Friday, and anytime you need to have new promotions put up or change keywords, add testimonials, pictures, videos, whatever you may need at that point, we have our management team to help run those promotions and make those modifications for you. But we are closed weekends, but as long as you let us know, we get it done within the first 24 hours. So that's an extra perk right there for you. Yeah.
All right. So here's where we're going to go with this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I like what you're saying, okay?
Okay.
Numbers are right. Concept's right, okay?
Okay.
I may even want something a little more of a program, okay? But
okay.
I'm the guy that basically, as you can tell, I'm driving down the road right now.
Okay.
I want to get this looked at and get it going, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you can't go too wrong, all right?
All right.
I've got a young man that he works in our office, and he kind of handles all this crap, and he looked at it, and he tells me what it is, okay?
Okay.
So what do you want to do from there?
You tell me. I mean, I can have you and him put as authorized users on the account. I'll go over everything if you want me to with him as well, too, before getting it started. You tell me. You're the driver here, man.
He will be in the office on Monday, and he can also get it going on Monday, all right? So, I mean, if he likes it, and here's where I'm coming from. It's a month-to-month. The buy-in's not that bad. So, trust me, I've spent a lot more money for a lot worse deals, okay?
Okay.
But I want you to basically talk with him, and then he figures out, he can tell me what it is that we're doing, because I ain't got a clue, man.
That's okay. And see, I want to respect that, James, because, you know, at the end of the day, yeah, you can make decisions, but at the same time, you want to make the wisest decisions for you and your company. And if it means to talk to somebody else that has a better concept of everything as well, too, to give you a better answer on there that you trust, I get that. You know, so I'm not that typical sales guy, man. I'm not going to say, hey, let's do it. But if it's a great fit for you,
I'm assuming,
great. Yeah.
I'm assuming we can put it on our uh,
Yeah, we take Visa, Marist, MasterCard, Discover. Yeah, I mean, any type of card, so.
American Express, okay. And he can set all that up on Monday. Let me give you a couple things, okay? Let me give you his direct number, okay?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Give me just a second. Okay. Number is 832-492-1035. And if you want to, you can try to make contact with him and start the ball rolling as far as any kind of information he can review. He can look it over even today.
Okay.
He's out of the office, but he may respond to his cell phone.
Okay. So, James, first off, what's his name?
Oh, his name is Micah, M-I-C-H-A.
Oh, Micah. Okay, perfect. And then also...
Kenzie,
okay. So, James, when I'm speaking with him, do you have him as authorized? You want me to put him as an authorized user on the account just in case you guys need to do things? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll put as authorized. And then... far as getting things up and rolling, so this is the process behind everything, right? I want to make sure we lay everything out on the table. There's nothing to hide here, okay? Very first thing is, do you guys – I remember you said you had, like, a website and it's working on or something there. This actually includes websites? Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, we can build a website for you if you need to. If you already have one, then, hey, listen, we can help manage it. We're not going to take over your website, you know. So it's there for you if you need it.
See, here we go. I don't even know exactly how it does what, but he's talking to the folks. I think it's mainstream news. I'm not even sure who it is that the vendors are on the website.
Okay.
But, he handles all that.
Got it. All right. Now, James, when it comes to Google, we have to follow Google rules, right? So they're going to send a letter physically in the mail to you once we get this thing started, right? And it's very important that you guys look out for that letter, because without that, they want to verify you're a real business and a real person. If you don't do that, this all goes to a waste, right? So it's very important you look out for that letter in the mail. Now, during that time, we're going to be working on the back end for things already. You're going to have your tracking system and all of your directories, like Yelp, Yahoo, all that, will be done within the first 5 to 7 days. Okay, that's how fast we move. Now, of course, getting on Google is one thing, but getting to the first page is a whole other spiel. So we want to make sure that we're building just enough traffic, I guess you can say, for people to find your company. And then also reviews. So try to get as much of your reviews as you can. I mean, you're already doing an amazing job. You have a great reputation. So just keep doing what you're doing so that way the reviews come through. And that's what's going to bring your listing up to that first page, okay? That's how Google works on there. Now, our average is 30 to 45 days to get up to the first page. I have seen it done really fast, but I just don't want to make promises that we can't keep, you know, and bite me in the butt later, you know? So just making sure that's out there for you. And now what we'll do is, of course, we need to accept payment to get things started up and rolling, right? Once that payment is the process, we'll set up a tech call. And I'll have the text talk either with you and Micah, or you can have it just with Micah, however you want. They just want to confirm all the keywords because, again, we want to make sure it's strong straight from the very beginning, right? We don't want to have a misspelling word or a different phone number or anything like that happening on different directories, right? It could drive potential customers away. So we don't want to miss any of those opportunities. So that's just how the process works on it. I just want to make sure you're aware. Okay, James?
Yeah, he'll be capable and authorized to take care of everything Monday.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. I'll try to give him a reach out today, but if I don't get a hold of him today, we'll talk Monday on there, and then we'll make it happen. All right, James?
I'm going to be expecting a call from him.
All right. Thank you so much, James. I'm looking forward to doing business with you, sir. All righty.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.